You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Sandy Hutchison, founder and director of Career Money Life. It is a world's first Australian-made online business that is built to empower people with choice to make good career, money, and life decisions, and poised to shake up the career development and career transition industry and forever change the way employees manage, grow, and change careers. Sandy, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's our pleasure as well. So, Sandy, can you tell us the reason for establishing your disruptive and unique startup, Career Money Life, to kick things off today?
Yes. Look, Eric, thank you for that question. My background was as a corporate HR director and HR consultant for many years with a big international consulting firm. And I got to see firsthand a lot of the impact of organizational restructures on the individual. And what I saw over time was that in spite of really good intentions by a lot of companies about trying to look after their people, the current model of career transition just wasn't really hitting the mark. And I thought people needed more empowerment. They needed more choice at that time in their life. I went through a transition myself and experienced that personally. And so I made a decision to change that for the better and try to find a model that actually allowed employees to have more say and more choice in the services that they got to help them make their transition to whatever came next for them.
So why doesn't the current model of outplacement and career transition work anymore? What's changed here?
Look, the career transition model that people are potentially familiar with from their own experience, which is referred to as outplacement, which isn't a very nice word to begin with. The word came about because of they literally outplaced people to a different building when they were making them redundant back in the 80s. You know, it was a model about a very kind of paternal approach that said, you know, we'll give you some support, but we'll decide who it is and what you get. And that was back when, you know, most people stayed in a career for a long time. And if they switched careers from one company to another, they often would stay in the same profession, the same job, just for a different company. Well, that's all changed. Now people, you know, go from being a corporate lawyer to being a yoga instructor. You know, people go from being in an organization to being a freelancer to, like myself, setting up their own startup, you know, having a portfolio career. And so the myriad of choices and options that are available to people and the way the workforce is changing, it means that people are doing lots and lots of different things. And the point when people are made redundant is a real kind of point of reflection for people, and it's a time for people to maybe think about, you know, what they really want to do when they grow up and to then pursue those paths. So it might be back into education for a period of time to retrain or looking at other options. And the current model is very much stuck in that old frame of people just switching from one marketing job to the next marketing job rather than really empowering them to have the time and the resources and the ability to make their own selections of what coaches they want to access, what services they want to access. So, for instance, they're getting into their own business, they're going to need quite different services, people helping them with business startup and financial modeling and maybe a collaborative workspace to work out of rather than just the traditional resume and, you know, tips on job search. So, you know, the current model is something that did work for a time, but I think the workforce has changed so much. Also, people now expect everything to be digital and online, and our model allows them to have that choice online, but still experience the services face-to-face, which are so critical in areas like coaching.
Sandy, why would an organization offer their employees career transition support? What would be in it for them?
That's a really good question, because you might say, well, these are people that you're decided don't have a role going forward in your organization. So, you know, who cares? I think what what organizations, so there's two aspects. There's some legal and some risk aspects of it. So as a company, there's an obligation to look after your people as they exit the organization. There's also some risks around self-harm and mental health issues that in some cases where employees take that information very badly and there's some, you know, really horrible, serious consequences. So there's that perspective. But I think more broadly, organizations engage and look to have good career transition for their people because employees don't just fade away. Employees continue to influence a company's brand in a number of ways. Those employees can continue to be customers or not of that organization. Often they may be shareholders as well. But they may stay in the industry and they may end up working for a client of the company or a supplier of the company or a competitor of the company. And they also can influence, the attraction of new talent to the organization. So if people know they work there, they might ask them what they thought of it. And even if they've had a great experience all the way through, if the transition experience was not done respectfully and with dignity, you know, that impression is very lasting. And what it means is that people, won't be a brand advocate. And, you know, the employment brand of an organization is so critical these days to attracting the right talent. There's things like Glassdoor and other sites that allow an employee to write comments and just more broadly on social media about an organization. All those data points, influence what talent thinks about a company. And, the more employees you have leaving that are unhappy about this and not feeling like the process is fair and they're being treated well, can just create more and more people that are against your brand. And so it impacts both on their employment brand and their consumer brand. So there's lots of good reasons. And at the end of the day, it's just really the right thing to do to take care of people who have committed often many years and many hours of their time to helping the organization be successful.
Today we are joined by Sandy Hutchinson, founder and director of Career Money Life here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Sandy, in your experience, what do employees value the most and why?
Thanks for that question, Eric. I think the interesting thing that we're seeing in our employee usage of the site is that people value different things. So what they value most is the ability to have choice. So the way the model's built is an organization allocates an amount of credit to that employee, and the employee then has access to that money on our platform to choose from a whole range of different services. And we're seeing a real variety in the things that people value and people use. But what they really like is being able to have the choice and to choose what's relevant for them. So be that getting some financial advice, looking at their wills and their estates, getting a medical health check, seeing a psychologist, undertaking some yoga and mindfulness, or, the more traditional career space of getting a really good LinkedIn profile done, and perhaps, getting access to, other services around their personal brand and those kinds of things to position them well for the job market. So those things are all really important, and the ability to have a curated selection that you choose based on your needs and circumstances is the most valuable part. In terms of probably what's the most popular service, and this is consistent with a lot of the academic research around career transition, it's the one-on-one coaching. People really value having someone they can talk to that's there for them and that can help guide them through that transition process and think about what they want to do next. But again, not having a coach assigned to you, as is the case with the traditional model, but being able to select a coach from our platform of people that can offer you, quite unique experience and services that are most relevant to where you are and where you want to go, again, is what's really valued.
Now, your platform started with career transition, but now you offer a much wider set of services. Can you get into that a little further?
Absolutely, yeah. So look, it's interesting because we did start, as I mentioned at the beginning, with career transition, because that sort of had been my experience and where I'd seen the need. But what we found is, as we've been talking with more and more HR directors and more organizations, you know, they've been seeing the value from their perspective of the ease in which they can create and provide bespoke programs to groups of employees, not just transitioning employees, but in fact their workforce more broadly. And as a result of that, we've responded with creating a number of different programs. So we have programs in the paternity leave, maternity leave space, so enabling employees who are on leave to access some coaching and some different services on their time before they enter back into the workforce, so they come back prepared and ready and they've thought through a lot of the implications. Also, at the other end of people's career, we're launching transition to retirement programs. So similar to career transition, but with a different focus, helping people think about and plan for and make a smooth and respectful transition to retirement from an organization, which may not mean leaving the organization entirely, but maybe shifting to part-time or shifting to a contract, and then starting to engage in some of the other things that people would like to do in their retirement. That's another space. Also, just in mentoring and coaching programs, companies are able to design and build their own program and panel of coaches that they can enable their employees to access. We're also building programs in the employee assistance space, so a very important space, allowing employees to access confidential counseling with psychologists. Again, an old model that people often had to just phone up a toll-free number, to not knowing who they're talking to, not knowing kind of what's going to happen. With our model, the employees are empowered to go in and have a look and choose the psychologist they'd like to work with, and based on their own preferences, be it gender, be it the types of experience that psychologist has. So again, we're building out programs in that space as well. And really, this is all, as I said, in response to what we're seeing organizations asking us for, because they see that the platform, from a company perspective, is really terrific to enable them to easily go in and select the services they want to include, select the employees they want as part of that program, invite the employees through the platform, and then have full transparency about all the activity that's going on, what's being used, and, you know, the full financial reporting. So it's terrific from a corporate governance perspective, and the finance and procurement people love it as well for those reasons.
And understandably as well. So, Sandy, what do you see as the main benefits for organizations using Career Money Life to support their employees?
Look, at, you know, as I mentioned previously, there's a lot of benefits to the organization itself. You know, one of the additional benefits is, in the traditional models, there's a lot of money wasted. There's a lot of what they call breakage, where you pay for programs for things like career transition, but in fact the employee only uses a very small part of the service, and you've paid for a whole program, and these can be thousands of dollars that companies are spending, and that's money that's just completely lost to them. With our model, organizations put the funds on the platform. The employees have a period of time to use it. If they don't use it, those funds go back to the company. So it's a way of being generous and offering value to your employees, but also being able to save money and then reallocate those funds to other priorities and other services on the platform. So, you know, there's a real benefit to both sides, in the sense that, you know, companies can do the right thing, but they also don't have the issue of wastage. Ultimately, though, I think the main benefit for organizations using the Career Money Life for their employees is being able to say, you know, we're giving you these funds, we're letting you have your own choices, we're supporting you through it, and the whole platform is built around helping people walk people through a guided set of activities and discussions and content to really help them make the right decisions for them. And ultimately, the best thing is when someone leaves an organization and finds what their true calling is, or finds a great job, or sets themselves up in a business, and they're actually feeling, you know, gratitude about the opportunity to have been made redundant, because it's been the best thing that's ever happened to them. And being able to enable them to do that by letting them really get what they need for their unique circumstances is, you know, ultimately the best thing a company can do, both for the employee and for their brand, and, you know, more broadly for the services outside career transition. It's the same sort of thing. It's being able to have you know, mature discussions with employees about things like transitioning to retirement, about going on maternity leave, what that means for us, what that means for you. Here's some tools to help you. Here's some support for you. We value you, but we respect your right to make the best decisions for you, and we're not going to kind of impose that on you. So at the end of the day, it's about being able to quickly and easily and effectively empower people to make individual choices, what's right for them.
Certainly have appreciated your time with us today, Sandy, and certainly is of great value to know that you're out there to help us in the career transition mode accordingly. It's such a tremendous resource for sure, and we do appreciate your joining us. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Career Money Life and how they could be in touch.
Absolutely. So our website is www.careermoneylife, so just all one word, no dots, no spaces, .com. And if you go to the website, there's lots of information, and you can also contact us at contact@careermoneylife.com on email, and we'd be very happy to hear from people.
Well, Sandy, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Eric. Lovely to speak with you.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We have been speaking with Sandy Hutchinson, founder and director of Career Money Life. It is a world's first Australian-made online business that is built to empower people with choice to make good career, money, and life decisions, and poised to shake up the career development and career transition industry and forever change the way employees manage, grow, and change careers. And for more information and for contact, simply visit careermoneylife.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.